I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at 9:02 and again on Sunday afternoon about 5:45. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a service on Saturday evening at 6. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service. Why is it, after spending so much time and preparation, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day seem to go by so quickly? Think of the time that children spend preparing for Christmas. They had songs and lines to learn for programs at school and at church. There was the hoping and the list making and the decorating. There were all the favorite movies and shows that go with Christmas, and that's not to mention the shopping and the card writing and all the rest. Even before Thanksgiving, we need to start telling children to wait for Christmas, not until Christmas. But the present, which took 4 hours at work to pay for, 2 hours to find at the mall, and 15 minutes to wrap, is torn open in just a few seconds. Even in the Christmas story, the events fly by quite quickly. One week, we're hearing the announcement to Mary that she's going to be the mother of the Christ, and just a few days later, we're looking down into the manger. Now, just 11 days from Christmas, we've jumped to Jesus at 12 years old. It seems a little quick, don't you think? You'd think we could at least enjoy the baby Jesus for a little while. But consider what it must have been like for the Holy Family. After the announcement of the angels, after the 9 months of wondering what this child would be like, after a less than convenient birth, we might wonder what life was like for Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus during those first weeks, months, and years. But Scripture doesn't tell us any of that. Yes, we're told that the wise men came some time later and that they brought wonderful gifts. We know that the family fled to Egypt to spare the child Jesus from the deadly paranoia of King Herod. But what came after that? Did the boy Jesus climb trees around his country home in small town Nazareth? Did he skin his knee? Did he sit and watch his father work as a carpenter or learn to help? His childhood was probably much like that of many other Jewish boys in his day. The years came and went. Jesus learned to walk and to talk and to run and to play. In the Jewish tradition, those first 12 years of childhood are pretty inconsequential until you're old enough to tell what you're going to grow into. And then comes that magic age of 12 for Jewish boys. That's when they start to take on the responsibilities of learning a trade, studying the scriptures, and taking part in the decision-making of community and family life. So it was that the 12-year-old Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Passover. Jewish men were expected to go to Jerusalem for the Passover. For the young Jesus, it was no different. But remember now that 12 years have passed since the miraculous events surrounding Jesus' birth. Life had returned basically to normal for his family. King Herod the Great was dead. The Roman governor and emperor had changed. You know how fast Christmas things fade in the background in our lives? It could take less than a week. But consider how 12 years must have faded the memory of that night for Mary and Joseph. That's not to say Mary and Joseph had forgotten. It's simply to say that they had come to expect more normal things in their everyday family life. In that regard, Mary and Joseph were very much like you and me. We believe in what God tells us, and we trust Him. But there are still everyday things that need to be taken care of, which can distract us from the things of God. But it wasn't business as usual for Jesus. For although we may think of Him as just a little boy, He also had the wisdom and the knowledge and the will of God. He knew why He had come. At age 12, Jesus was considered a man by Old Testament law. He had the responsibility and the right to sit in the synagogue and temple. Though other boys might become involved more gradually as they learn and experience more over the years, Jesus already knew the Word of God. Remember, He is the Word made flesh. Jesus already knew the will and purpose of God, not only for Him, but for all people. So, after bringing the 12-year-old Jesus to the temple in accordance with the Jewish law, when the time came for the family to head back to Nazareth, Mary and Joseph were no doubt expecting the normal return to everyday life, just as you and I have come to expect Christmas to pass by quickly and for everyday life to get back to normal again rather quickly also. But Jesus hadn't come so that our lives could be business as usual. Just as He hadn't come to be just another 12-year-old at the Passover festival, so also Jesus hadn't come just so that you and I can get on with our lives with business as usual after a few days off from work. Quite the opposite, in fact. God had become man in order to do something spectacular, which would change our lives forever. He had come to declare that God Himself was about to change all the rules in our life. Remember what the prophets had said, "The blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the lame shall walk, those who were condemned in sin would be made right with God and be given everlasting life." There's nothing normal in any of that. It's not something we might expect that a 12-year-old should be teaching in the temple. It's not something we're ready for if we expect Christmas to pass by without changing anything in our lives. But Christmas has changed things. In fact, as we celebrate Christmas, we should be celebrating that in Jesus, God has changed everything. Because of Jesus, it's no longer business as usual when God takes matters in His own hands and changes the course of all creation. More specifically, changes the course of your life. when the kingdom of heaven descends to earth and God himself, having become a man, takes matters into his own hands to ensure the forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation for all people, well, that's not business as usual. Any more than your life could go back to business as usual after winning the lottery. At 12 years of age, the time had come for Jesus to begin to proclaim that message. The kingdom of God was truly at hand. All God's promises were about to be fulfilled. The Lord God Almighty himself would soon accomplish very great things, earth-changing things, universally changing things. And all of it would happen just as it had been foretold. The birth of the Christ child is just the beginning of his story. That God has come and that God has been born as a man is not yet good news until it's news which changes things for the better. Jesus has come to change your life. Don't leave him back there in the manger with a few nice memories of Christmas's past. We must expect to find Jesus doing what God does, saying what God does. Whether it's as a 12-year boy in going to the temple, or as your Lord and Savior impacting your life in unexpected ways still today. Expect to find him coming to you by name with the very things that you need. Hope, peace, joy, and the unshakable certainty of faith that God is with you and for you. That he's providing for you and using you in great and marvelous ways. Now that God has come to us in ways that we ourselves can perceive and receive, it ought not be business as usual for any of us anymore. Normal in our lives must now include the knowledge that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has come to be our Savior and Redeemer. That is, after all, what his name means. And that's news that changes everything. Like what? How about the fact that you'll never die? You may get diseases, you may get sick. Yes, your body may very well, most likely, one day die. But you have been given the promise of everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven. Death is not going to get the last word in your life. Jesus will. That news ought to change everything for you. In our text for today, Mary and Joseph did not expect to find Jesus in the temple teaching the teachers, but they should have. They should have expected that this Son of God would be in his Father's house doing his Father's business. They should have known better, and so should we. We still should expect to find Jesus in his Father's house doing his Father's business still in our day. And the house of God is here in the church, where Jesus comes to meet you and do the Father's business. And what is the Father's business? You are the Father's business. Even today, Jesus comes to the house of God to do the work of God, which is to give you forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation. Expect it. It's why he came. It's what he came to do. God became flesh and blood so that he could give that flesh and blood to you for the forgiveness of your sins and for your certainty of eternal life. The Christmas story doesn't really mean a thing until this Jesus gets to the cross carrying your sins and then one day returns to heaven carrying you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.